Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. We give honor to God, and we give honor to the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and give honor to Master Farad Muhammad, who bringing the message, with bringing the message to the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And we are very thankful to be here, very thankful to come before you with these words of wisdom to give us directions in these difficult times. So honored to be here. And I say that if it had not been for the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, that we would not be here today in this form, speaking to you in these words. It is Muhammad who is the messenger of God, messenger of Allah, who's given us the word to speak and has taught us how to be and how to live. So we give all praises and honor and peace be upon him, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, of the black Muslims, of the nation of Islam. And so we are thankful to be able to come into this form to you. So let us begin today with our fatiha, as we often do. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the Beneficent, the Merciful, the Master of the Day of Requital. Thee do we serve, and thee do we beseech for help. Guide us on the right path, the path of those upon whom thou hast bestowed favors, not of those upon whom thy wrath is brought, or thou hast brought wrath, or thy wrath is brought down, nor of those who go astray. So we thank you for this day. We thank God, you for being with us on this day. Understand our object when we are here, and the object of the Muslim prayer. The object while we're here, and the object of the Muslim prayer is the purification of heart, which is necessary for our spiritual development. And this is very important for us to understand, because there's a certain benefit of prayer. When we pray, Allah promises many blessings to us if we will turn to him in prayer. So he promises many blessings to you and I if we would turn to him in prayer, not the white man, not the white Jesus, not any other idol that has been put before us. Nations are no doubt destroyed when they indulge in evil inordinately, and they prosper only so long as their good qualities preponderate. What does that mean? Well, it means to us that all of those that follow the will of God will prosper. Your spirit will prosper as your soul will prosper. And soon these things will add up, and they will match up one another. Soon these things will. So when we pray, the Muslim prayer, we are praying and we are giving honor to Allah and turning our lives over to him, because we know through him that we have blessings. It's through him that we have breath in our bodies. It's through him that we have existence. And so we are acknowledging that. So there's no man on this earth that is higher than God. And the black man really mistakes that when he began to follow the white man and worshiping him. When he began to fear the white man, then to us he's saying, and to the world he's saying, that he believed the white man is God. But the white man is not God. Now, I know you may say that with your lips, but your action proves different when you're afraid of this man. But as you can see, and that Muhammad has predicted, you can see it happening every day, that America is falling, and we are seeing the physical fall of America right now. It has nothing to do with Donald Duck being in office, or Donald Trump being in office. It has nothing to do with that. Of course, he's a fool and he's an idiot, but it has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with the coronavirus even. But we know who holds the key to all viruses. We know who holds the key to every stock market. We know who has the winning ticket of every market incline and every market decline. The losing ticket to every market decline. And that is the fact that Allah God controls all. And you better learn that. You better learn it, whether you're Christian or Muslim. Black Christian or black Muslim, you're serving the same God. The white man that is tricking you to have you separate. It's him. He's tricking you. And they'll go on to tell you thus and so as far as America is concerned, or as far as the African passage is concerned, and all of the lies and trickery and politicking they can use to get you off the course, because he's afraid of you coming together. He's afraid of the black man, the brown man, and the red man coming together. He's afraid, because when you come together, then you'll be seeing with one eye, and you'll be listening with one ear, and you'll be speaking with one voice. And this is the thing that he doesn't want. So in our daily prayers, when we're praying, we're acknowledging that God is in control of all things, and that without him, we can't do anything. So our daily prayers are five in number, and these are the dawn and early morning prayer, known as the Arabic Fajr, which is performed at daybreak and before sunrise. Then there's an early afternoon prayer, known in the Arabic as Zuhr, which is performed shortly after the noon hour. And I want you to understand, when I say Arabic, I mean the African Arabic. I don't mean the Indian Arabic or the Arabic they're speaking in now, because you are speaking Arabic, and you are where the Arabic people come from. I'm talking about those that were not infiltrated by the dirtiness of another blood that raped them and oppressed them and subjected them to this new creation of people, which happened through amalgamation of oppression. And I'm talking about the African. When we talk about the African, we're talking about us. Africa for the African. Black for the black man. This is what we're talking about. Three, the late afternoon prayer, known as, in Arabic as the Ashur, which is performed around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, or close to 2 hours before sunset time. Then there's the sunset or evening prayer, known in Arabic as the Maghrib, which is performed just after sunset. And the last, the late evening or nightfall prayer, known in Arabic as the Isha, which is performed nearly 2 hours after the sunset time or before retiring. It says in the Holy Quran, Sharif 4:103, that prayer indeed has been enjoined on the believers at 6 times. In other words, it is essential that each prayer be performed at the appointed hour. The exact time for each prayer will, of course, differ from coast to coast, especially when daylight saving time is in force. To be sure that the precise hours, therefore consult your temple ministers. And do that, brothers and sisters, and be in obedience and preparation of prayer. All praises be to Allah. So I want, and I also want you to, no matter where you are, if there's a Muslim temple there, I'm the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and also the Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, who is the national representative of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad in the Nation of Islam. Be sure to get your daily readings from the final call. And also, you're able to pick up the Muslim daily prayer guide, and you're also able to pick up the Muhammad Mosque Provisional Constitution. So you will be able to get these things because we anticipate that you will be joining. And we're talking about Muslims that have made the decision, Muslims that have made the decision. Now, if you are between making a decision, which you have no other place to go, because the white man has turned out the Christian church, and the black Christians you see now are just stool pigeons for the white churches and the white people and those white people that are in power. So you must understand that if you are a black Methodist or any kind of black Christian, it's because on that plantation, the plantation owner was a Christian, and you were going to his church. If you're a black Methodist, it's the same thing, unless you're AME. Unless you're AME. If you're a Methodist in the black church, it's the same thing. The only exception to that is the AME. Other than that, if you're part of a religious body that was created after slavery and have made a conscious decision to stand against the white man, and you definitely want to join up with the Nation of Islam, and you definitely want to have conversation with the white Muslims, or rather the black Muslims, excuse me. Definitely want to have conversation with the black Muslims under the Most Elijah Muhammad's teaching, and under the Most Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, who is a national representative, because we can point you in the right direction. It's good to join together because we bear witness that there's only one God. We bear witness that there's only one God, and we bear witness that Elijah is his messenger. So in what other place can you go where the black man is going to tell you the truth and put his life on the line for that truth to take root in you? So we're not going to keep you. We have a very, very powerful message today. And we're going to get to the message, which is the message to the black man. It will always be the message to the black man, no matter what the title is, because we have to know what Muhammad has been given and the instruction that he has been given from the Almighty God for us to have direction for the things that we're facing today in the time and what must be done. So we're very thankful to be here, and we're thankful that Allah has blessed us with this period, that God has blessed us in this time, that we'll be able to teach the people, and that they'll keep their heads up, and that they will be encouraged, time that we're living in, because this is a time of great discouragement. And if you take your eyes off of the hill, I said, if you take your eyes off of the hill from what's coming, you'll continue to be discouraged. But we don't want you to be discouraged. We want you to be encouraged, to understand that trouble don't last always. And this world is falling, and we know it, and we're thankful that this world is falling and that Allah God is coming in full form to show you and I what direction we must take, and to give us the lessons that will keep our hearts encouraged and keep our minds with strong fortitude and keep us flint in the direction that we can go. Because we know if we follow that direction that God gives, then we are following God himself. So we definitely want you to be encouraged. We don't want you to be discouraged. We know that the white man is doing all of this stuff, but we also know who's in control. We know the white man make plans, but we know that Allah is the best of planners. God, the real God, not the God that you were fed from this white man or from insecure black people, but the real God, not a God that only seeks to have money from you and keep you poor. No, a God that will teach you to do for self. We're talking about the God that will teach you to do for self. That God has blessed you and I today when he allowed us to hear and be under the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Again, and I say his representative, national representative, is the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, who saved the Nation of Islam when it was down. Allah God sent him to raise it back up, and many Muslims that came along with him. Many Muslims that came along with them to make it what it is today. And so we are very thankful. It says, how can the people hear without a preacher or a minister? But how can the minister preach unless he be sent? So it takes all of us to make the nation what it is. Nation is all of us. I mean, brothers and sisters, so that's the thing I want to tell you. Just be encouraged. Now, let us get to page 8. We're going to be going all through this. Page 8 in the message to the black man. If you have it, if you don't have it, you can get it. If you don't have a message to the black man, you can get it. All you have to do is go on the web. Have the website today. And you could go and get this wonderful, wonderful book that everyone needs. We all need it to help us along the way because it is the teaching. I call it the Black Muslim's Bible, a message to the black man. Now, also, before we go in, just real quickly, I want to say that the NOI Ministry of Defense also have a social media guidebook. A social media guidebook, and it's the wise use of the social media. You want to get that too. But you know, these devils will have our children say, let our children guide us, and then they come and try to pick them up. We're not worried about Facebook jail, but we're worried about the real jail, because we know that the devil there only seeks to kill, steal, and destroy. Kill you physically. Steal your spirit. And destroy your future. There's the jail in this hell called North America. So message to the black man is always go to subject. Origin of God as a spirit and not a man. Again, our subject is message to the black man. The origin of God as a spirit and not a man. Okay? And this is by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Can be found on page 8 at the very bottom of that page. And let us read our text in the what we call Devil's Bible, because we have to know his tempering of it. He can never temper with God's word, but he can try to misuse it. So we put it in true perspective. Take heed to yourself that your heart be not deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods. Worship them. Deuteronomy 11 and 16. I'll read that again. It says, take heed to yourself that your heart be not deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods. Worship them. Deuteronomy 11 and 16. My brothers and sisters, we are in a very difficult time. I know in the past people have said it, but there is no time like this time that we're in today. There is no time like this time that we're in today. And we see as a result that our nation is in so much peril. And the black men, many of them that have put their trust in this white Christian God, put their trust in the Caucasian, are really in despair. And the only reason is that they are psychologically unable to look away from that man, because they believe that he was the source of power in America, around the planet. So they can't fathom that their master, they've accepted him as their master, their Lord and their Savior. There are many blacks that has accepted the white man of that. Now they see that he doesn't have any power, he can't control anything. They don't know what to do, because their God has lost. Their God has lost his power. When the stock market fell, their God lost his power. When they lost their houses, their God is committing suicide. He doesn't speak life. The only thing he speaks is death. Prior to that, the only thing he's doing is killing us. The black, the brown, the red man is coming together, and there's going to be an all-out war. Yes, and I believe that Allah is moving upon the young warriors of today and elder warriors of yesterday to come together for the all-out battle against the white man who continues to kill and maim and murder us and expects no requital. He respects no return for his murderous, bloody interest into his slave market that he's been killing in. So he's going to have to pay the insurance of that killing or receive the benefits of the insurance of that killing. And he should have assurance that brothers and sisters are going to come from him with everything that they got. And God is doing this. God is doing this. You ever seen a bully that continues to pick with someone, and the minute that the individual rises up, they find out that the bully is not so tough? That there is a tomorrow? Well, the black man is finding out that this man that has bullied him and this devil that has tortured him for so long, that is really not so tough, and he doesn't have all the answers. Really find out that he doesn't have any answers. Because if he did have the answers, why, he wouldn't be in trouble with China, which he's in war with right now. And he's trying to hide it from every America. If he was also powerful. If he had the answers, he wouldn't be in trouble with his own stock market, where the Chinese owned 74% of its interest, while the Chinese took the money out and it put him in trouble. Now he's running around shaking his head. The love of money, which is the root of all evil, the love of money and the love that the white man had for money put China in power. Now his allies and other enemies are turning against him. And soon England will turn against him too. All you have to do is wait and see. Soon England will turn against America because America has fallen. Babylon has fallen. Egypt has let go its slaves. So the American so-called Negro are gravely deceived by their slave masters' teaching of God and the true religion of God. They do not know that they are deceived, and they do earnestly believe that they are taught right, regardless of how evil the white race may be. Not knowing self or anyone else, they are a prey in the hands of the white race, the world's arch deceiver, the real devils in person. You are made to believe that you worship the true God, but you do not. God is unknown to you in that which the white race teaches you, a mystery God. And I'm reading this from, again, Message to the Black Man, the origin of God as a spirit and not a man, Allah is God. And I'm on page 9 now, the second paragraph. The great arch deceiver, the white race, were taught by their father, Yaqub, 16,000 years ago, how to teach that God is a spirit, or is God is a spirit or a spook and not a man. In the grafting of his own, grafting of his people or his own people, the white race, Mr. Yaqub taught his people to contend with us over the reality of God by asking us of the whereabouts, first one, God, who created the heavens and the earth. And that Yaqub said, we cannot do. Well, we all know that there was a God in the beginning that created all things, and do know that he does not exist today. We know it. Now, take a look at that again. Let's take a look at that again. Well, we all know that there was a God in the beginning that created all things, and do know that he does not exist today. But until today, in his people, and today, a supreme one, God, has appeared among us with the same infinite wisdom to bring about a complete change. This is he whom I preach and teach you to believe and obey. The devil called him a mystery God, but yet he claimed that he begot a son by Mary. They call on you and me to take this son of Mary for God. Who was a man before and after his death? Yet they deny the coming of God to be a man. If Jesus were a son of God, what about Moses and the other prophets? Were they not his sons, since they were his prophets? The belief in a God other than man, a spirit, Allah, has taught me to go back into the millions of years, long before Yaqub, the father of the devil, because the knowledge of God was kept as a secret from the public. This is the first time that it has ever been revealed that we, the poor, rejected, and despised people, are blessed to be the first of all people of the earth to receive the secret knowledge of God. And if this people, the white race, would teach you truth, which has been revealed to me, they would be hastening their own doom. For they were not created to teach us the truth, but rather to teach us falsehood, just contrary to the truth. All praises be to Allah. Oh, what a wonderful reading, brothers and sisters. This reading is so wonderful. The message to the black man in America was copyrighted in 1965 by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and printed in the United States of America with all rights reserved. That it is so applicable today to us because we know that the white man is the enemy of the black man. That we know. If we didn't believe in any of this, let's just push aside that we don't buy any of this. If we didn't know any better or feel that we knew better on other circumstances, why is the white man your enemy? You got to ask yourself that. You got to ask yourself that. From the time that you're born, you are born in sin, which is racism, in this world that we're living in, plagued with the white man. You are born in sin, shaped in iniquity, and true iniquity means to go contrary. True iniquity means to go contrary. See? So we're reading the truth, but we're not hearing the truth. Because the man has kept it from us. He's kept it from us. Now, even Jesus says in the Bible that he's not God. When they call him good, he said there's none good but the Father. But this man, this white man, your friend, keeps telling you differently. He keeps telling you differently. You know, Jesus said in John 10 and 30, I and my Father are one, in that I do the will of my Father. There. He's recognized God as a universal Father. And he's saying, ye are my brothers. Ye are my brothers. So he's still using the analogy of a universal God that is over all human existence and everything under human existence. So he never said that he was God. In John 3:16, he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. What? He brought him into this world, right? So through natural causes, this is why he's called the Son of Man, Son of Man, someone who came here through natural causes. He's someone just like you and I, but he does miraculous things, so we know that God is with him. And you have to understand that. You have to understand it, but you won't understand it because you've been raised and trained in this iniquity to believe that the white man is God. When we say iniquity, we mean immoral or grossly unfair behavior. In other words, you are impropriety, immorality, wickedness, vice, evil. That is sin. And you have to understand that. You have to understand what it means when it says that, brothers and sisters. And all that getting, get an understanding. But if you don't understand what you're up against, then you're in trouble. You're in deep, deep trouble. You're in deep trouble whether you know it or not. I mean, we are in quarantine. They don't want you going outside. They're killing others for going outside. They're vulnerable right now. So they're afraid. I want you to understand something. The quarantine is for us, not for them. They use the pipeline to educate every white person in America that the coronavirus is killing them and they're weak and they're down. They lost money in the stock market. The stock market is going down. They're trying to send people back to work, and they know that it's a lost cause. You can't send people back to work to make money and the market is down, so they know it's a lost cause. But they're trying to send people back to work for morale. And nobody has received the truth. Haven't received the truth. So you're truly lost. You're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't. You are truly lost. And there's nowhere for you to turn except to come to God. Through the teaching of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, who has been preparing us for this for some time. Every Christian church that I know, because they do not have the knowledge to do for self, there are very few Christian churches, black churches, that actually have independence and have the knowledge and the finances to take care of the people in this difficult hour, to feed the people in this difficult hour and all of that. But more than that, very few have a knowledge of do for self. Well, we are trained that beyond the temple, you also have create a source of income or independence that you're able to take care of yourself and to network with one another. Support black businesses, support black brothers and sisters. And the black man will learn through this to do that. There are stimuluses that have come out. They've done big write-ups on it, big stories on it, that the black man has not gotten stimulus. They gave a few black people stimulus, but they won't give the other black people stimulus. Refuse the government. Refuses to give the stimulus to blacks that have earned it, blacks that need it. Your average black working family, they refuse to give it. That should make you understand what kind of nation that you're under. That you're under a nation that has no shame because it is racist. We deal in a racist nation. A nation of racism, a nation of bloodthirsty cowards who take the lives of innocent children, women, and men to exercise a power of hate. They have every kind of white so-called defense league or white organization, from the Ku Klux Klan to the Aryan to others that have it. But the minute you get, what is it, the African American Defense League, then they begin to get afraid. Now, you got to ask yourself the question. Here this man is around here killing you every day, beating you every day, hurting you every day, and you don't have sense enough to discern that the man is doing it because he's afraid of you. Well, he can't stop himself because he's bloodthirsty anyway. And he's fed his people the lie that they are the majority when the statistics show that they are the minority. As far as race and education, they're even greater minority. And there's a great divide now because those that whites that have controlled the market for so long have died out, and their children are trying to work within the market. And that goes against the system of capitalism and racism, where the white devil is in trouble. And to add insult to injury, he don't want to tell you, and I think that many of you ought to know, that he is a minority now in both population and currency. And those that are the true investors that own the planet, on the physical sense, because we know who really owns the cattle of 1,000 hills. But the men that believe that they're in charge, that have run continent with the mafiatic power of rulers of this world, are ready to do away with the white man. They're tired of it. That's the truth. So his time has come. In human knowledge and sense, his time has come. Some people call it the Illuminati. They're ready to get rid of the white man and work to whomever else they're going to work to. They're ready to get rid of him. His time has come. They've shut down the stock market. They've taken the money away. So his time has come. They're ready to do away with him. And it won't be business as usual. But they don't even know how to get the stock market back up. They're begging for money, and even the money that they print may not be bagged like it was bagged before. China, there's a conspiracy. China cannot do this alone. China would not be able to do this alone. Power that they've been given in this hour by God was to wreck, to physically wreck the market and the lifestyle of America. And they have been successful in doing that in what is called a biological warfare. And they have been very successful in what they've done. So America has to wake up and realize that they are no longer in power. Now, what does that mean for the black men? It means that we are able to exercise some power of self-defense and also economic currency. What do you mean, brother? I'll tell you what I mean. Now you have become a majority, whereas you were a minority. You're needed in the job market. That gives you power. You're the greatest consumer. That gives you power. There are more of you now. There are more oppressed people, both black, brown, and red men, than there are of white people, which adds you to more power. And with the unity of the black and brown and yellow man, black, brown, and red man, pardon me, then you're able to hold your stake in the focus of this country and this nation that have been so oppressive to you. For the first time prior to slavery, in America, you have power. Prior to slavery, you had power. But for the first time after slavery, you have a chance to use some real power. So this iniquity that you're in, you can come out of it. All you have to do is change your lifestyle, change the way you eat and think, change the way you thought. And I say eat and think because whatever you think, so is you. So if you we use the terminology of eating in the sense of digesting, whatever you read, whatever you observe, whatever you hold dear, or whatever you hold your allegiance to or your mental adherence to is what you would do. Well, you've been under bondage, so we don't blame you if you haven't been awake under bondage, but now you are awake. Now you're woken up and realize where you are, how you got there, and how it happened, and who did it. So what do you do after that? The only thing that you can do is come on in to the Nation of Islam. Come on in. No matter where you are, find a nation, find a temple to come in there and get out of those Christian churches. They haven't done anything for you anyway, and there's nothing that they can do for you now because they themselves are running around to the man, to his back door with their hand out. We have a lot of black ministers that have sold out the people for a warm piece of cornbread or a hot piece of corn. And even their time has come. And because they love their master so much in those difficult times, they wouldn't even serve the people, and they wouldn't even make plans, difficult times. They wouldn't do it because they believe in a man opposed to believing in a man of God and a people who are God. So I'm thankful today, brothers and sisters, that I'm on the right track, and I'm thankful that I can tell you the directions of the right track and how to get on it so that you will continue to receive this word and teaching. Now, we've come to the edge of our show. Thank you very much for your listening ears. We appreciate everything that you've done. And what I would like to tell you that you can support this ministry. You can certainly support it. You look, we've given the directions of what you can give to, which is called liberation. And we pray that we will get your support. The Cash App system is up and operable, and you have the ability to give. We ask you to give. Nonetheless, that is not our goal. We're going to teach the truth and get the word out to you and continue to give you direction no matter what. And we pray and believing in good brothers and sisters that would like to see these programs continue so that we can get truth out. And we ask that you would support this program. We ask that you would support it. And we're thankful for everything that you do. Everything that you do, we're thankful for it. We're thankful for anything that you do. And don't let anyone tell you different. Your little bit can make a big difference in the ministry. I don't care if it's 50 cents. We thank you for what you've given. But do something. And not only that, understand when you're supporting us that you're also supporting ministry food pantry, which we're able to get food out to people who don't have it. Everyone doesn't have enough money, and everyone doesn't have enough provisions, and irregardless to non-popular belief, there are many people that are dying. There are many, many people that are dying, brothers and sisters. So we want and we ask that you would do justice to be able to help brothers and sisters along the way. So we thank you and we appreciate you very much. We thank you and we appreciate you very much in this hour. May Allah continue to bless you, and may He continue to keep you in this very, very difficult hour. And our desire and our prayer is that you will continue to listen, learn, and continue to devote yourself to the teachings of a wonderful and awesome God who has shown you the way already and is waiting for you to get involved. We pray and ask that you will keep the faith, brothers and sisters, so when the time comes, you will know what must be done. I am your host, Minister Mahdi Salam X, and I pray that something I've said will help you and keep you along the way. As we say in the word of peace in the Arabic language, Assalamu alaikum.